from Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. Hope you're having a good morning. Don't have a guest in studio today, and I thought I'd break from my normal pattern of replaying some of our past programs and stuff and try and just put something together here since Sunday actually is the 4th of July. Or we're celebrating it obviously on Monday the 5th, but Sunday will be the 245th birthday of the United States of America. Seems like a lot of things going on right now in the world and this country especially. Some good, a lot of bad. Sometimes you just need a little wake up, and I thought, well, let's go through some of the things that I've heard throughout the years and kind of put some of them together here. Say what needs to be said at this point anyway. And of course, one of the best to saying things, John Wayne, and we'll start things off with one from him.
You ask me why I love her? Well, give me time and I'll explain. Have you seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina Pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel in the Appalachia mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? You look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from a bright Nevada sky? You hail to the Columbia as you rush into the sea, or are you headed Gettysburg, or struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Tetons, you watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore in thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef? From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast, the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I have a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
What better way to start off a patriotic program with that from John Wayne from a number of years ago. I heard that when I was a kid, and it's still just as powerful as it was then. We'll go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back. You're listening to The People Speak. And welcome back. We'll get back to the program in just a minute, but right now, sitting here all decked out, you know, we talked about being patriotic.
Right.
Robert from Hooker's Men's Store.
Exactly. I look like a human flag, don't I?
When I was looking through some of the stuff for this, I came across a Robin Williams thing where he was talking about he was the flag, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. And, you know, this is my second time out here this week. But, you know, I think we have such an important message about our flag shirts, and we're really doing well with those. We always do well with them, but this year it's just been better than ever, which makes me very happy, of course. But we have six different kind of flag shirts. Five of them are pullover shirts, and one of them is a button front shirt, and one's just as good as the other. It's just personal preference, and it's kind of hard to make up your mind because, like I said, they all are good. There's three groups of them that are on sale for $29.95. And when people come in, they call them 4th of July shirts. They just have that look. But, you know, actually, the shirts I have, I use Memorial Day, Flag Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, and then on Patriots Day, September 11th. So you can use them a lot, and, you know, they just look good to be worn anytime. But they're certainly the perfect shirt for the 4th of July. Another thing we're doing well with is our Haeger Comfort Waist shorts, which we have available in five colors, but everybody likes that comfort waist. They're easy to take care of. They're just a great short. And the other short we have is our denim 505 Levi shorts. And people tell me they're kind of hard to find, but we've got a lot of them. I'm running a little low on my 36s waist and a little low on my 40 waist, but I'm trying to get more of them ordered because we still have plenty of summer ahead of us. But for this weekend, for the 4th of July, come in and take a look at our patriotic shirts. If you're interested in shorts, we can show you them too. And of course, we've got jeans and Dockers to work with those shirts also. So I'll let you get back to your program, Jeff, and happy 4th to you and everybody.
And to you as well.
Thank you so much.
You have a good day.
You too.
It's Robert from Hooker's Men's Store. Stop in and see him today, especially get one of those flag shirts out there and that. So if we could get 50 to 75% of the people wearing one of those, you realize how that would look, you know?
Right. Well, you know, we're all proud to be Americans, mm-hmm. you know. And, of course, this weekend's the time we really express it. So the flag shirts are perfect for this weekend.
Right. I figured it up 245 years. So.
Oh, wow. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to believe it's been that long since the bicentennial.
I know.
It was such a big deal, and it seems like yesterday.
I know. And I came across a coin they gave each mm-hmm. of the students in school on the bicentennial. Uh-huh. It was a special minted coin that had the years 1776, 1976 on it. So
you were in school in 1976?
Eighth grade.
Oh, my gosh. I'd been working at Hooker's for 3 years then. Of course, I've been there forever. So, but it's really hard to believe that's been 45 years ago.
Yeah, I know. It's a, you know, and probably won't see the 300th, but, mm-hmm. you know, the 250th, hopefully I can.
And, you know, I remember in 1976, it was the same calendar dates. The 4th of July was on a Sunday, and then, of course, the 5th was on Monday. So mm-hmm. it was kind of a long weekend also. But I remember the big deal made all across America about it.
Right.
And we'll celebrate it again this year.
Exactly.
All right.
All right, Robert. Thanks.
Hopefully in a Hooker's Men's Store flag shirt.
There you go.
Now we're talking. Bye-bye. We'll see. I better get out of here.
All right. Someone might be wanting to get one of those shirts.
I know. And I better let you get your own airtime right. back. So. Hey, we'll see you. Thanks so much.
All right, Robert. Thanks for stopping in. Robert from Hooker's Men's Store. Again, those flag shirts and all the other stuff there. Just stop in and see him today, or any day, actually. Getting back to our program here, as I said, some patriotic stuff. Here's a clip on the Declaration of Independence was read, and I had written down who it was read by. Max McLean, actually, and kind of a stirring rendition of that. One thing I did find while I was researching all this, Abraham Lincoln, back on January 27th, 1838, made this comment, and kind of rings tough to the ears these days with everything we see going on in this country, that he said, "America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. That's what we don't want to do." Here's Max McLean and a clip from his rendition of the Declaration of Independence.
In Congress, July 4th, 1776, the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such forms as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. He has refused his assent to laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance, unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained. And when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people, unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only.
And as I said, just a clip on that, it's about 11 minutes long in total, but a lot of truths in there, and if we lose those truths, we lose our freedom, our country. So let's take a quick break here, and we will come back. You're listening to The People Speak. And welcome back to this 4th of July People Speak special here on the 2nd of July. Obviously, we won't be on the air on Sunday, so, or Monday as well, and we will be broadcasting the parade in Steelville this year, as we have done in the past. Obviously, last year it didn't happen because of the pandemic, but the parade is back this year, and we will be broadcasting it live. Also going to attempt to Facebook live broadcast it as well, so you could, if you're not able to make it, you could actually watch it on Facebook if you'd like to, and that'll all be starting around 10 on Monday morning, right here on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO and WHCO Facebook. So, continuing with some of our patriotic things to try and remind us where we've come from, where we're at, and hopefully where we will go from here. Looking through some of the different things, we started things off with John Wayne's rendition, America, Why I Love Her. And of course, the great communicator, as he was referred to, the first president that I was able to vote for, Ronald Reagan, always very good at coming up with the right words to say. And this was a speech of his, and we'll just take a listen to that.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, It was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on Earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barber shop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
Wow. Not too much to say after that, but we do have a few minutes left here in the program today, but again, hopefully this, you're enjoying some of the cuts and stuff that I put together for this program or whatever, but some of the things that are going on in the world today, I just thought we need some kind of motivation to come back to the ideals that this country was founded under, and to bring those back to the forefront, none better than Ronald Reagan to be able to do that. And we started off the program with John Wayne. And let's go ahead and just bring it to a close with the Duke.
Face the flag of stars and bars, of red and white and blue. A flag that guarantees the rise for men like me and you.
Face the flag, son. Read what's written there. The history, the progress, the heritage we share. Our flag reflects the past, son, but stands for so much more. And in this age of Aquarius, it still flies in the forward. It leads the forward movement, shared by all mankind, to learn to love, to live with peace of mind, to learn the mysteries of space as well as those of Earth, to love each man for what he is, regardless of his birth, to live without the fear of reprisal for belief, to ease the tensions of a world that cries out for relief.
Raise the flag of stars and bars, of red and white and blue. The flag that guarantees the rights for men like me and you.
Face the flag, son. Take a good long look. What you're seeing now can't be found in a history book. It's the present and the future, son. It's being written now. And you're the one to write it. But the flag can show you how. Do you know what it stands for? What its makers meant? To think, to speak, the privilege of dissent. To think our leaders might be wrong, to stand and tell them so. These are the things that other men under other flags will never know. But responsibility, that's the cross that free men must bear. If you don't accept that, freedom isn't there.
Raise the flag of stars and bars, of red and white and blue. A flag that guarantees the rights for men like me and you.
Face the flag, son, and face reality. Our strength and our freedoms are based in unity. The flag is but a symbol, son, of the world's greatest nation. As long as it keeps flying, there's cause for celebration. So do what you gotta do, but always keep in mind, a lot of people believe in peace, but there are the other kind. If we want to keep these freedoms, we may have to fight again, God forbid. But if we do, let's always fight to win. The fate of a loser is futile, it's bare. No love, no peace. Just misery and despair. Face the flag, son, and thank God it's still there.
John Wayne and Face the Flag here on The People Speak. That will wrap things up. Hope you enjoyed the program. Hope you have a good weekend here. Enjoy your 4th of July. Talk to you from the parade in Steelville on Monday morning. We'll be back here on The People Speak on Tuesday morning at 9:26. For The People Speak, I'm Jeff. Have a great day.